orthopedic. I needed to have the yang, the mokim, the mokim, the yavim, the sal, or the kupe, or the maybe who, or kseifa. Now here we're speaking about a person who's bringing to his house from someplace else, kada yayin, mimokim lamokim. We'll see soon what this means with from where he's bringing it from. Lo yeviyim, so the Mishnah is telling us, aloches, how these kadim should be brought. You should not put the kadim in a sal or a kupe. Well, maybe who al kseifei, but he brings the kadim on his shoulders, and therefore, since he can't put them in a sal and a kupe, automatically he can't bring too much. Or he holds it in his hands. So we are minimizing the amount of kadim he can bring l'kavod yontif by saying he's not permitted to bring it b'sal or b'kupa. Now, what is wrong in bringing it b'sal or b'kupa? So let us first see Rashi. And maybe mimokim l'mokim, so Rashi says, b'soich atchum oy al yidei eiru. Now, what is Rashi saying? So the Rashi Yosef says, amir de kipshat, he brings b'etzem the irzerua b'shem the ribo, says this, and that's the mashmois of Loshem Rashi. Rashi learned that the whole Isser is mimokim l'mokim, means me'ir le'ir. We're not speaking about if a person will bring it into the Rishus Aram. If he brings it into the Rishus Aram, there's no problem. He can bring with us out. He's bringing his kind from one city to another city. So now Rashi had a problem. He came from one city to another city. How can you do this? So usually the second city is Chutz L'Tchum. So Rashi makes an akimte, either speaking about B'soich HaTchum, or Yayidei Erev, he made an Eruv HaTchum. That's how the Rosh Yosef says Pshat Rashi. Lo Yiviyem B'salu B'Kupe, Lo Soish Sholosh V'Albe B'soich Kupe V'Yisoyim, that'll put three or four Kadim in the Sal, Mishum D'Nire K'Maisei D'Choyl, Lo Soish Masoish. He's carrying Masoish, and we're speaking about from one city to another city. So that's like he's traveling on the highway from one city to another city. So this looks like a maisecho. The nireke maisecho. Agav ulche, what will be the din if a person will put two kadim in a sal? Would that be permissible? So lahaloche, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Avodas HaKodesh, and the Reish Yosef brings from the Tosfos Yontif, this is also us. Lamaisa, the Mishnah asked Havor b'sal b'kupa. We won't look now. We won't be baidik how many kadim there are in the sal and the kupa. They asked the chetza of sal and kupa because it's neither kenoit that kemaisa the chol losses masayis. A person is slapping a sal or a kupa from one city to another city. It's neither kemaisa the chol losses masayis. Avol maybe al kseifoi achas eishtayim, but he can carry on his shoulder one or two kadim, the muchach the letzerich yontif. Now, here we see that is letzerich yontif. Now, I had a ha'orah on this Rashi that, let us just see 1 second a lotion of Tosfos, and we'll have problems in Tosfos also. But Tosfos says, and Tosfos do a masal ha-maybe, the third line, let us just see the third line without understanding what the kutzer. So Tosfos says also, it is also, Tosfos saying, pshat na mishne, sheharoya oisai oima letzeirech choyl maybe oisam. Narashi, Tosfos says, l'chair anu pshat in the mishne, Tosfos saying, why a sal is also? So Tosfos says, because a person will see he's bringing a sal, which is a lot. Usually in a sal was 3-4 kadim, which is not, so Mestama, he's bringing in Letzaira Chayl for the Kiddush and the Lachaim, which he makes by the Siddur, going to bring a sal of kadayayim. So the way Tosfos says that the Isser is Sharoya Oima, Oisar Oima Letzaira Chayl, maybe. So then Rashi is very good. Aber maybe I'll say for achas eishtayim din muchach de letzerich yontif. So, because you see, he's carrying one. That's letzerich yontif. A sal is letzerich chayl. But Rashi in the Reish said a different time. Rashi in the Reish said din nireke maisei de chayl losseis maseis. Rashi would seem it's a different iser. It's a maisei chayl. Lot says Masois, it's like it's a bochadik ezach. So then, so a sal is a bochadik ezach, so maybe I'll save it. It's not bochadik. L'chayre, Rashi is not dovo vehifuchoy. Somehow Rashi Yosef seems to say that Lot says Masois, the mice in the chayl and the tzayra chayl are the same thing. I don't, but at l'chayre, it would seem that they're two different things. Eilafonav biyodoy. That it is a committed told in the same. That's one halacha. V'chein ha-moylech es ha-tevin. A person is bringing tevin. So here the Shita Mekabetzah says, the Mishnah started off with mevi and moylech. She says, mevi you're bringing to your house. Mustama there was an oitzer of wine someplace else. So ha-mevi kadayayin. Now the tevin he's bringing for the behemah. We'll see to Shainis and Rashi. So the behemah is not in his house. The Rebbe's is book is not in the house. So therefore it says Aloshin Hamoylech es hatevin. Some of the oitzer was by him. V'chein Hamoylech es hatevin layav shel es hakupa lachayro avol meviyo hu biyodoy. He brings the kupa biyodoy. It's also what does Rashi say? V'chein Hamoylech es hatevin. So this is, he's doing it for heating purposes, for fuel. Oy le behema, he's bringing it for a behema. Lo yavshil kupe la achayla. Sinat bimavshil kupe la achayla, digna yontevu shenire ke miskaven lemloche rabbe. It looks like it's a kupe with tevin, it looks like it's a miskaven lemloche rabbe. Or he's going on a big journey. But again, according to Rashi, with Mimokim Lamokim, so it's also talking about Mimokim Lamokim. He's going from one city to another city, and if he says, hey, with the Tevet, is Eloilich Lamokim Rochi, Kederech Chil, so the male is not a yom to be the Gezach with a Kupa full of Tevet. Lachayre, the, I'm not mistaken, one of the Rishonim says this, that, Rashi says here two pshotim lahosek oy lebehime. Now we heard before on Daf Chav Daled if you're allowed to do a malocha for a behime. We had now we had a machlekes not Chav Daled. We had before on Daf Chav Aleph. I'm sorry, on Daf Chav Aleph Amid Beis. We hear a machlokes lochem v'loy leklovim dim Rav Yosi aglili and Rabbi Kiva Omer afilu nefesh behime b'mashmet. So lochere, I mean, if we say that it is speaking about lebehime, so lochere the Mishnah has to go back according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Yosi aglili. How is he allowed to carry? He is doing a malocha letzeirich yontev, letzeirich klovim, which is also lochere the Mishnah is according to the chat. Lochere has to be going according to Rabbi Kiva. That is the second. That's the two halachas in the Ifanim, how to carry Kadayayin and how to carry Tevin. Now, a third halacha, which is nothing to do with these two halachas, Betzim, Umaschilim Ba'aremas HaTevin. One can start, there was an arema, there was a pile of Tevin. He hadn't used it at all. There was no Gilui Das that he intended to use it. He can start taking from this arema in Yontes. Avoloi be'eitzim shebemukte. But eitzim shebemukte, he's not permitted to take. Now let us see Rashi. Umaschilim ba'aremas ha-tevin lohosek. That he's permitted to take from a pile of tevin, lohosek, for hasoke, for fuel purposes. Ta'afopi shaloi zinno mi bo'idyoim. This arema was not mezumen mi bo'idyoim, it wasn't aimed for this. This he never used for hasoke. And now all of a sudden he decided to use this tevin for something else. He doesn't hold muktzah. That means he never used lo yerogil lahasik mimena. That means, so let us say, lemaisa, that this tevin was not aimed for hasoke. It was aimed for achilas behemis. As we'll see later in the sugya, and not for Achilles Behemoth now, it was for Achilles Behemoth and Yimei Sakshamim. It was aimed for Achilles Behemoth, so like it was put away for Achilles Behemoth, he never used this for fuel, and now all of a sudden he decides in Yontiv to use this Areme for fuel. So kochach vashta mashma the less lay muktzah doesn't hold muktzah. Avuloi beitzim sheba muktzah. Now what is a muktzah? Rechovish achoyre yabatim kruye muktzah. This is the area behind the houses. Al shem shi muktzah la'ocher ve'enich nosim v'yaitzim v'otoda. It is an area that one doesn't enter too often. V'sham noisnim eitzim v'chol dovo shein dater litel atzman merubis. All the things that are stored away to use at a later time, so that's called the muktzah. And so this would seem, you're not allowed to take the eitzim sheba muktzah, because by stois, that he wasn't dater to use them, was hikza daiter mimene, he didn't plan to use this. But moreporech seifel l'reisha, so there's a stira the seifel l'reisha, dashta mashme de islay muktzah. Now the Sefer seems he does hold muktzah, the Reisha seems he doesn't hold muktzah, so that's a problem. Let us see Tosfos. Maybe kadiyayin lo yeviyim b'sal. V'teime damrinim b'shabes perik mefanim. Mefanim dalet kupois oihei. The one is permitted, he wants to empty out an area, and it was full of kupis, so you empty it out. So you're talking about kupis. Here we say that if a kupis treif, you know, leivim b'salo b'kupis. V'chol shkein shei muter b'yontif, such as zichabim, if it's muter in Shabbos, about this is muter b'yontif. We see that it's also. V'yesh loimar, so Tosfos says, the hosa mairi, she'enoi b'shabbos, they're speaking about Shabbos, she'enoi yochel lohoitzi l'chutz, he can't take it outside. So whatever he's doing, you can't carry, it's Shabbos. So he's doing inside. No one sees him. So if no one sees what he's doing, so it's mutter. Here it's speaking about Beyonte. Here he can take it outside. People see him carrying a kupa outside. So here Taisa seems to say that the Isra is if you're holding a kupa full of kadim, and that is not normally needed for the tzolche yonte, therefore it is also. Now, so what is Taisa saying? So Taisa is saying as follows. That be'etzem, the Indian, to carry a kupa is also etzem tirche sheboy. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos and Kol Shekein Yontif. That's true. But here the problem is that this is begoli. It's Yontif, so you can take it outside. So if you take it outside, so people asharoya oisei oimel letzeirechel maybe oisem. It looks like he's doing a letzeirechel. So that is why it is also. And the Shabbos, you don't have the outside. Now, the Rosh Yosef is medayik from the Loshon of Tosfos. Two things. Number one, the Loshon of Tosfos L'chayra is very unclear. Tosfos says, they're speaking about Shabbos, he can't take it outside. And they're speaking about Yontif, that he can take it outside. So L'chayra, why does it say can and can't? Tosfos said, they're speaking inside, and he's speaking outside. They say, you can't take it outside, you could take it outside. So the Rosh Yosef says, Amar de Kechidish, that Tosfos holds that by Shabbos, since you can't take it outside, and that they never made an Issa. So Mamelus, that's why inside it's Mutter. By Yontif, since he can take it outside, and if he'll take it outside, Shehoroye Yoimel, that he's carrying Lutzei Rechel, so they ask him for the inside also. Koldovo Shehosos Osavilu Bachadri Chadorim. So that's what Tosfos is saying. That's Yisai number one. And Yisai number two, that from Tosfos Weistach Ois, that the Isser is outside. The Isser is outside. The Isser is not, the way Rashi says, Mimokim Lemokim Meir Leir. That's Rashi Shita Tosfos Weistach Ois. Outside of Philippus Arabim is also. That's the Mashmois of Tosfos. Tosfos says the Isser is Chutz. That's what Tosfos says. Umikol mokim kosher. The Omar avul maybe al kseifoy. Okay, fine. So memele. So now we know what the iser is. The iser is shelo yoimru.
שלא יש אימא לצייר אחר מייבי איס. So what does he do? אבל מייבי על כסייפוי. אל ממשמה דמרבה בהילוך העודף. So לחירך, I mean, he needed these four קדם, I mean, however it is. So על כל כך, if you're telling him that he should bring it על כסייפוי, so that means make two trips. So Weistai's two trips are better than one trip. Become a hosom be mesech shabbes le muti be lucha od if yeset levin be salai be kupa be pamachas levin kolachas be neatsmo de gemore in shabbes speaks about this shaila by mefanim and the gemore says faket it's preferable. It is preferable to do kupis than to do kadim because it is less tirche. It is less tirche the doing it once and getting over with it than doing it twice. Piyash loima, so Taisi says, Belamada pirashti nicht. But the way I said, Pshad is gewaldig. Tohosa mairi b'shabbos. They're speaking about Shabbos. Lehavi ki uvdi d'chol. Now Taisi switches. Taisus doesn't say that Taisus is the way Rashi says, but Isra Taisus speaks of Isra Zubda Dachoyl. Not Shalzo Yoyma. So Taisus says, Abba Kaponim, the Hosam Ayri B'Shabbos Lahavik of the Dachoyl. That in Shabbos, it's not a Nubda Dachoyl, Shem Etal Tekim is Zobis or Zobis. He's doing it inside, it's not called a Nubda Dachoyl, but you say bye. So Memele, so Uvda Dachoyl, do something, the Chutz it's an Uvda Dachoyl. The bias in his surroundings is no Uvda Dachoyl. So now we'll clear a Shaila, which is preferable? Is it preferable, to make one heavy trip or to make two light trips? That it is preferable to make two small trips, it's preferable to make one big trip. Lemuti b'lucha odif tvei. Mishum tirche yiseira. Al tirche takhe, the Gemara says, it is preferable to make one heavy, carry one heavy load, and you're done with it. So because there's no problem at all of uvda d'chel. No one sees what he's doing. The whole problem there could be a problem of tirche. So there the Gemara says, al tirche faker, so it is preferable to melemu'uti b'ilucha odif. Avol hochi mairi b'yontif. Here we're speaking about yontif, and there's a problem of uvde d'chil. Is mishum tirche yiseir aloi kabdinen, ala mishum demerzi, the obik uvde d'chil. Kein odif tvei lafushi biluche v'yasa derech shinoi, keichedo l'schazi da ovid ki uvdi d'chayl. So therefore it is preferable that he should do, and uvdi, he should do better, it's better that he should be malbe betirche, it shouldn't be an uvdi d'chayl. So that is what Taisvis is answering. So Taisvis be'etzim is answering as follows. That means if the problem is uvda d'chol, so then tirche is not a criteria. So it is better even to be malbe b'tirche, as long as he's not doing an uvda d'chol. But if there's no problem, only a tirche d'ke problem, so then one should be memayit b'tirche. And one should be memayit b'tirche, and in order to be my betircha, Bakel Shabbos and Yom Tov, one should be my betircha. Now, let's just upa'omim. We won't learn this now. When we come to the Gemara later, we'll learn. We'll see Taisvus later. Then we'll understand what the Taisvus is saying over here. Let us see the Gemara. Tone im i'efsha l'shanoit muta. That means the Mishnah said. That it's als meisachel, uvde d'chel. One should not carry kadim in a sal or a kupe. So, but what is imi efshel l'shanit? So Rashi says, kegoin shezimein oichem halva. He has a lot of guests. That he's going to start carrying two kadim at a time, by the time we'll bring enough kadim, we'll be mitzoy yontif already. So he can't do such a thing. Kegoin shezimein oichem halva. Vitzoich lahove halvi b'yachat. So then it's muta. That means, Vinish V, Chazal also took into consideration the Simcha Shaltev. If you If you're forced to do this, miyev shalashan and smuta. Period. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Iskin rove bimachuse. Now rove made a takane bimachuse. The takane was as follows. The doru beduchke, the masui, which normally was carried beduchke, lidru berigle. So anyante you should carry it berigle. Let us see Rashi. The doru bedurke masui she'odom yochid noisei al kseifei b'choil b'tereach. A masi that when a person is carrying this in choil, it's a mutchin, it's a difficult masui. In bo loseis oisei b'yontev l'tzoyrech yontev. Kigoy. Chovis, a barrel, oisak mole peres, yisi eno b'yontev berigla. So Yontev, he should not carry it in this oifen, which is a difficult oifen. No, he should carry it berigle. What's berigle? After shekirin fulke, this is a pitchfork, and that's one of the mefarshim say pshat that he held the pitchfork on his shoulder, and the ears of the chavis he used to stuck in the prongs of the pitchfork. And it seems it was more comfortable to hold the chavis to the pitchfork than to hold it on his shoulders. It seems it was more, it wasn't so difficult to carry. You have to be mishan in yontif. You can't do a difficult pull in yontif. So he's mechuyev to be mishan. Lahokil masoi, blay lahal beisterich beyonte. Ba'atel zeh noyichu losseis by masa covid. It is easier to carry a heavy masoi with an atel than carrying it on his shoulders. Yem. Uchshenoisei bechovis haniseis bekosei. So if he's carrying a chovis, which normally he carries on his shoulders alone, mishana lahokilu. Now, Agav Uche, the Rosh Yosef says, we had mentioned before, that Shitas Rashi, the Mishnah, HaMeibi Kadayayim, Imokim, Lemokim, Leyevim, Besalo, Bekupe, Rashi learns, is only speaking about, Mimokim, Lokim, Imokim, Meir, Leir. But, Ba'oisoir, Rashi Shita is, that you're allowed to carry, Bershus Haram. This, whatever the Isser is, the Nirike, Maiseh, Dechil, that is only, Meir, Leir. But boy, see here it's muta. Now here we see iskin rove bimechuze. This was already boy, see here. This is a different takone. This is a takone that a person should. This is a different takone that a person should be memayit betirche. And we're speaking about something masi she'odom yochanesik sebechel betereya. It's a masi that a person is carries betirche. So Memele, this should be done, he should be Memayit the Tirche by using an atar. Berigla. The Dori Berigla. Now what if he's carrying a Masui that during the week he uses a Rigla? So that means that this was a heavier Masui. That no one ever carried it Pachlal, Beduchke. It's a heavier Masui, and the only way he could carry it is Berigla. So lidru beigre. So now you should carry it beigre. What does Rashi say? The doru berigle. Here Rashi says masui chovis gdoilo. Before we Rashi said it's speaking about chovis or isak, which was heavy. But now here we're speaking about a chovis gdoilo. Sheregilin losis oisa berigle. No one during the week will carry it al kseifa. You need already a rigla for this. Is lidru beigre yisau beyontev b'shnei b'nei odom b'moit al kisveim. So here one person is not permitted to carry it alone. It's too big of a tirche. Dainu nam yishini lahokol. So here you need shnayim shosu, but you need, because you need that it should be memayit petirche. Not allowed to carry such heavy things in yontev. Didoru beigre. What if we want to carry a masui, which normally it is carried through a moit with two people, is lidru beichve. What does Rashi say? The doru beigre, be moit al kispeyim. lidru on two shoulders, lidru biyontav lo yisei masi be'ichpe. B'moit b'yideyem mishum shinri. So now the same moit, there's no other way to, there was no way to be makel it. You have two people carrying it. So they should not carry it on their shoulders, they should carry it b'yideyem. For I here we're not accomplishing anything. It's a shinui. It's different. It's not childik. It's you're carrying a difficult masi, but you have to show from your actions that yontiv is different. He's not making more tircha. So the shini is al kaponim. This is more yontiv. Zokte Gemara weiter, the Dori be'ichpe, what if something is, the normal they carry it would be Yudayim, is Nifre Sudre Labe, so Kaponim you should cover it. Nifre Sudre, so Rashi says Kalu, you're not adding too much weight, so there's not too big. Ve'inei Machbid, ve'shinui ba'almahu ulatznia. Kaponim people shouldn't see that what they see you sweating is fa'falam, but Kaponim, let's cover the masa you are carrying, that people shouldn't see that that you're carrying such a heavy thing. Yeah. V'im lo yefsha. What if you can't do even this? Shori. V'im yefsha l'shani. She'ein lo yisuda l'chasoy. She can't do this. So, tartik. So, shori. So then it is that then you do it without a shinui. So, the Peiris Yosef wants to say that Lamaisa we had a whole bunch of shinuyim. The Dori Beduchke she carried berigla. So Lachaire, what if he can? He doesn't have a rigla. So it's going on everything. Lachaire, he doesn't have a rigla. The Dori Beduchke. So he says. So if he doesn't have a rigla, he says he also has to put a suda on. And it's going on, if he doesn't have a Suddish, it should be a Dori. So Rashi is going on everything. That means, we can't make any shini whatsoever. That means it's a Dori Beduchken, he doesn't have a Riglan, and he doesn't have a Suddish. If he can't do it, it's, but the evidence mutter. Let us see Taisvis. The Dori Beriglan, Perish Ba'atha Shekarim Pukev, also he can mean Regal, Lidra Be'igre, Ein Schneim bemoi Talkis Feim. Da heinu Shinri. Wa habe lo hoko, kein Perish Akuntris. Bekoshe de Besef Perike umne Mashme, de Masse Covid, heavy Masse, noisim bekal, berigla mi beigre. It's easier to carry berigla than an igra. And Rashi says, verkehrt. Rashi says, wa habe lo hoko. And the Gemara says, abo metziye, that it's easier to carry with rigla than an igra. That's this kasha and Rashi. So the Magini Shlomo wants to answer Rashi. The Magini Shlomo wants to say that Gemara is speaking about one umen. The Gemara is saying what is easier for one umen, a rigla, an igra. So an igra is more difficult than a rigla. Here Rashi said we're speaking about igra of two, a moit of two. A moit of two is zikha easier than a rigla of one. That's what the Magini Shlomo wants to say. Elo nire. So Taisus, I'm according to Taisus holds it to say, that filu machbid yoisa, I feel it's more difficult. Mikol mokim leichai shinan kivin de mishana mi derechel. Taisus holds a moiridik azach. And al kaponim, it's not mishmoiridik. This is, the chitzaini is, it's different. It's not the way he does bechel. Even though bepnimius, it's a bigger zilzel yontif. It's different. But al kaponim, it shouldn't look like he's doing, he's mishana midera chayil, I feel it's more, it's heavier. Okay, now mi perishakundras, gabi de dora bigre, lidre ba'achve, Rashi never went so far as Taisus. Rashi just said that equal you should be Mishane, but Taisus says that if it's not equal, well, it's more difficult, it's also a yichud, there's an inyan of Shinui. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omer alei Rav Chonon barove l'Ravashi. Omer Rabonon k'mo de'efshe l'shnuyim mishaninen. Beyond the top, the Rabbanan said that you should be Mishani, you shouldn't do an Uvda Dachar. Bohani Noshi, the Kamalian Chatzvaya Maya beyond the top, the women fill up the Kadim with Yonte, but like a Mishani, and they're not Mishani, it's Mamish, Chayil, Yonte, the same thing, no difference. We don't tell them anything that they should be Mishani, the Chazal said, Kamadev Shoshim Mishalini. Amalei, so he answered the Mishum Vilayevsha. We can't be Mishani. You can't be Mishani by this pool. Hey, Chalev, what should they do? The Malye Bechatzve Rabbe, Tamali Bechatzve Zute. I mean, a lady, that normally, she's Mamale with a large cat. We'll tell her to be Mamale with a small cat. Kamav Shebe Lucha. So you're telling her that she should walk a lot. So you're making it a bigger tircha, mafshi biluche. The malye bechatz vezute, the mali bechatz verabe. A woman that normally, she always takes a small card, you tell them to take a big card. Kamafshi bimasi, so now it's heavier. Techasye benichtemim. So make such a shinui that you should cover the card. The nichtem is a type of a kisui. There's a type of a kisui. So the others are the guy. The moichik zimnin of was osui. Zimnin the mavsik vasil amikterei. So if you're covered with this kisui, so you have to tie this kisui. And sometimes the kisui. Well, the rope that is attached, that is attaching the kisi to the card might tear, and they'll make a knot. Keshishal kayomet. So a mele with these trumkeiten will bring a lot of kukul, will bring kriloyant. Tifre sudre lave. So maybe like a different shinui that will cover the card with a sud. So it's different. Zimnim de matmish b'maye, maybe the suda that is covering the kad, we're talking about the kadim of mayim, maybe it will fall into the water, and we're also l'day schite, so it shall be seichite. So memele, hilkach lo yefshe. So you're asking Akasha why? You're asking Akasha why we don't tell them anything? It's, there's no eitzah what to do, so therefore they can't be mishan. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi, Malyon Maya, Shei Avois Maya Minano, Techasye Benichteme, Kisei Shel Eitz, Osei Lekadim. This is a Kisei Shel Eitz, it's made for Kadim, we'll say, Bedavke, they have to have a Kisei on Yontif. Zinnim de Mifsik, maybe, the rope will tear, Shetzorich Lekoishoi. Shalayipel bader, you have to tear, to tie it. Bezimna de mifsik balichose, so you might tear on the way. But osi la mikshere, and she might go and then make a kesher. Be kesher ha osi la haskin, liskayim, that Rishash is given, of malochu, she'll make a kesher osi liskayim, and that's another malochu. Put a sudana de mitmish bemaye, shenishre bemaye. So male, there's no way to what to do. Let us see Taisvus. The Malye Bechatzvo Rabbe, the Malye Bechatzvo Zute, Okamavshi Beluch. Vim Taima, Frag Taisvus, my Torah, he says, so the Gemara, why not make a Shinui? So, the Gemara says, listen, you'll make a Shinui, but well, you know the price you're going to pay? The price is that, Bimavshi Beluch. Bomrin in Lael Dafushi Biluch Shapadomik Shiyasadarish. That was the Mishnah. The Mishnah says he wants to bring Kadi Yain, he should not bring it in a sal, which can hold 4 Kadim at a time. He brings it 2 at a time. So the Mishnah says, Lutzoirech Shinui, Yamavish Belucha, that's the price you pay. Be Yeshloima, the Mafish Beluche, the shinui nami leka, the bechel nami of dinin halachim. So now, Tachsame of Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. Taisvis is saying that there's a tremendous difference between this case and the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, the Chazal put their foot down, you don't bring in asal. So as long as you don't bring in asal, so whatever the Uvda Bechel was with asal, not bringing in asal. So you're bringing katim, so forget you account for something, you're not bringing in asal. Here, what are we accomplishing? We're saying that a woman who brings with her kat cotton should bring with her kat godel. A woman who brings with her kat godel should bring with her kat cotton. So now between you and me, we'll ask a shayla, how do they shep water? So I'll tell you, Rochel and Leah sheps with her kat cotton, and Yecheved and Esther sheps with her kat godel. There's no seder. Others, it's more convenient. So the shinui we are making over here is not a true shinui. That means we're not making it. We'll look now at the women coming back from shepping the water. So we'll look at this sight, at this scene. So what will we see? We'll just see 200 uncomfortable women. That's all we'll see. Because we said those who normally took in a small cart, she put in that, and then the big cart, the big cart is small. So he just made 200 women uncomfortable. The scene is the Zelbazach. If you remember that what was yesterday, you'll see back in that the women, each one changed their kadim. That's all that we accomplished over here. But this is not an emissary shinui. Now, if this is not an emissary shinui, then Tirche does, then Tirche is a chesed. That means Tais, that what Tais said before, that from Tais Amid Beis. Tais was asked a kasha, that l'maisa, ribui, hiluch, is more tirche. So Tais said that's true. And it's worth to pay the price of ribui tirche if it's not enough to the chayl. So we're accomplishing something. Here we're not accomplishing anything. Vinish vi, the same street scene you'll have, yomtim and chayl. The women are bringing with kadim. Others are bringing small kadim, others are bringing, so an emes ishini we don't have. So we're not having it, but there would be an inyan. There would be an inyan. Fourth, let's be mishane. Now on this fourth, let's be mishane, so that's why we say, listen, that is only if not you're going to mount betirche. But you're going to tell each woman to do fakel that she does the whole week, she mount betirche for each woman. And you, so you have to look at the price, you have to look at what you're accomplishing. So then lemaise, then that is a cheshbon already. The price is a cheshbon that you shouldn't, because you're not accomplishing too much side effect. Now let us go back to the last shura of Taismus, which we have skipped over. Upomim nami da'osalafushi bilucho. Not allowed to be mafish biluche. Af algav the memayid bimasoi. Even though he is memayid bimasoi, kivin shein meshanim iderechil. If there's no emissary shinui, then take this is a cheshbon. In the Mishnah, it's not a cheshbon because you're not doing an uvda dechil. But here you're not meshanim iderechil, so therefore this is not a cheshbon. So therefore it's us. Sog the Gemara weiter. Om aloi rove barachonin labayet. Nan ein metabchin, ve ein mesabkin, ve ein merakte. That one is not permitted to clap. Metabchin Rashi says, mishum shir ein mishum evil. That's the reason why he's clapping. Metabchin yodov zulazu. He's clapping with his hands. Mesabkin kaf al yorech. That's Misafkin. Meragdim Berech. Vekulom Nesra Mishum Shvus. Gzeire Shemba Yisakin Klishir Beperik Mashilim. That means all these pulis are, he's doing a melodical, he's doing this with a rhythm. The Metapchim and the Misapchim, Misapkin, and he's doing this with a rhythm. And if you'll permit a person to make melodic sounds, even such sounds, so go further. So then, what's different with a drum? So it's the same, it's also a rhythm. And then a drum will go to a guitar and everything. Now, kaponim, so Chazal made a gzeire, and then it'll be misakin klishia. So therefore, Chazal asked to do a few of these pu'ulas. Yeah. Vaidne de kochazinen da of den hochi, people dance on Shabbos, they clap at Shabbos, vamrinu v'loy mit. We don't tell them anything. What's pshat in this? Omalei, she told them the time, unless you're different kashin. Oda omarove leleisit inish apume de lechayaya. Person should not sit by the entrance of a movie, that the heter of the movie is with a lechi, there's no koire, it's just a lechi. And if there's no kaire, so it's not so discernible that a person realizes he's in the Rishus HaYochid. He can't really realize where the Rishus HaYochid ends and where the Rishus HaRabim begins. So the Chazal said you shouldn't sit there by the entrance of the Movi. Dulme began the Lechevitz. A Chevitz might roll out of his hand. V'osi lasi, he'll come and bring it in from the Rishus HaRabim into the Movi, which is the Rishus HaYochid. Fahani noshi the shoklun chatzvayu, the women they go and they take the kadim, v'ozlo v'yosfun apumed the mevoy, they're sitting there, apumed the mevoy, lemrinu luvloy midi. So what's chat over there? This is also, elahanach lam li Yisrael mutev shi yishoygigim v'yiv mezid. That means that Lamai said these things, you'll tell them that it's also, they'll still do it. So memele, so, we know that they won't listen. Is mutiv shishoygin by yemezid. Achinami. So that's the teretz and the pesach hamovi. Achinami. Anachom yisrael mutiv shishoygin by yemezid. Vahani mili b'derabonon. That's tafke by a derabonon. Avo b'deraise. Loi. But if it's a deraise, even though they're shoygin, and even though now they become mezid, b'loihi. There's no difference at the Reise or the Rabbona. The Tais Vashem HaKippurim the Reise, Tais Vashem Kippur is at the Reise, V'ochli V'shosi at Shechsheicho, and the women eat till Shechsheicho, they eat in this man of Tais Vashem Rinilu V'loi Midi. Where you say this the Gemara in the Indian of Teichoche. Let us see Rashi. But Rashi, Apume de lochoyayo, lechi hamater b'movi b'shabes, dulme megandalei chayvetz b'rshus harabim chutz to lechi, v'osi lasuye, and he might go and bring it in. Mitech she'enei b'movi mekule, there's no kiri over the movi, lahake she'zere shus harabim zere shus hayochim, or maybe he's going to bring it in into the, he's going to bring it into the, from the Rishus into the Movi. Gandalach HaTzvayb Aysenu Loi Garsin. Another said that we see them bringing it in. We also don't tell them anything. That's not true. Tramini Vulei Midi, Va'afal Gav Da'opan Ad Rabbona, Da'omba Loi Leisuf, Ve'inu Yosfon. The Rabbona says you know how to do it. Hanach Lem Bedobo She'egilu Boi, they're Rogel in this, they did it, their mothers did it, the babas did it, them. You'll tell them they won't listen to you. So Mamela, keep quiet. Mutiv sheyasu shoygigim ba yasu mezidim lavav sheyedu. Then you're going to tell them so they'll do it sheyedu. Bula yanichu bekach. They won't stop because of you telling them. They're going to continue doing it. They did this. This is Mamela. This, what are you going to accomplish? You're going to accomplish that you make them mezidim. It's mutiv sheyshoygigim. Ahani mil dalkon li soil be rabon on hege da gilo me ver ad rabon te ban ad rabon ki hanach de metap gewanach de jas von apu mit de lagai but ad reis we do tell them and moses they say me ki pur um she tsay glas khalis anis me boy join you have to start fasting me boy join de reis de naf gelong ni me snap she say gem be si she Ochle bis shos so wat shech sheikh gorgos gorgos mi shech sheikh and we don't tell them anything. Period. And before we learn Taisvis, I wanted to say a shtickle beer in the Mahalach of the Gemara. The Gemara first held that only by the Rabbana, by the Reise, Yezichet Mechiyash. And then the Gemara says, and if not the Reise, you also not. And the Rashba says, but a dover I'm a foolish bikro, you are moiche. You are moiche. So what was the Hamid of Mordavka the Rabbonon, and then the Masses of the Rice and I'm a foolish bikro. I thought perhaps we could say as follows. We have mentioned many times the Nesivis. The Nesivis says a shaygik the Rabbonon, a person is a shaygik the Rabbonon, so it's not an Aveira, because he didn't know. By the Rabbonon is not an Isser be'etzem. He didn't do anything wrong in Yisrael. The whole thing, he didn't listen to the Rabbonon. So if he knew that it's also, then he didn't listen, so he's a Meire. That's an Aveira. But if he didn't know, so he's not, so he didn't do an Aveira. It's different than an Isser be'etzem. An Isser be'etzem is Isser be'etzem. If he ate chaylev, he didn't know it's chaylev. He still ate chaylev. A person will eat poison, doesn't know it's poison. But he can't expect he's gonna live because he didn't know that it's poison. But the Nisa, the Rabbonon, which Be'etzim is not a Nisa, the whole thing is he's not listening to the Rabbonon. So Memele, if he didn't know, so he can't say he was a Yisor Midibre. That's the famous Nesivis. Now, so Lochaira, I thought as follows, that, by Nisa the Rabbonon, let us talk about Eimetapchen. Let's not talk about, okay, so you have a person who is, you'll tell him, he'll listen. He come over to Man Shabbos, he's clapping away. There, Afrumer, he doesn't know. You tell him, you know, you're not allowed to be Metapchen. Hey, well, stop clapping. So that's Klo. You have to tell him. Now, why do you have to tell him? According to the Nesivis, he's not doing an Aveira, he's ignorant. Ignorance is bliss. But L'chayre, Ein Hanami, he's not doing an Aveira. But Chazal said, Ein Metapchin, because he might come to be Mesakna Klishir. Let's forget about the Etzem Issa. Chazal made this Issa because they were afraid a Kilkul might occur. Now this person, he's not doing any Aveiras, but this person is over his Kalkul. He's gonna start going and play on the drums, and he's gonna fix the drums. So Lemaise, so that's a person who will listen. So you have to tell him. You have to tell him, not because he's doing an Aveira now, but he's in a dangerous matzav. He's olu lachta. He's olu to do a chet, because the Chazal saw from a tapchem will come out to tikkun kli shir. That's what you have to tell him. But a person who's clapping his hands, you're going to tell him you're not allowed to clap. Ah! Baba Mises. He won't listen to you. So what did you accomplish? So you accomplished as follows. The kilkul, which might come about, can come about by him, but we didn't, I mean, he's going to keep on clapping. We know what we accomplished. We accomplished, and now he's over and he's a drabon. That's what we accomplished. And the tachlis of Teichoch is la frushi mechet.
You're
making him be a chet. So therefore, keep quiet. Don't talk, don't tell him anything. What's with Adaraisa? The Gemara held an amen Adaraisa. Adaraisa, the Gemara held as follows. Let's say, before the Gemara asked him to say, let's say Taisu Shema Kippur. Someone is eating a Taisu Shema Kippur. Very, very Anissa. This is Anissa. He doesn't know, but this is Anissa. Now, it's eaten Zman Taisu. Now, so, let's start thinking. So what will I accomplish if I tell him? Accomplish? I won't be makrashim in achet, because she's still gonna continue eating. But you know what I'll accomplish? I was moichre. I mean, this person is doing an Issa deraisa, b'shoigig, but it's an Issa. It's an Issa deraisa. So memele, and so to stand here, midaloi mochi, b'shma mina denechla, Hayyan is doing an Aveira, and the shoigig is also an Aveira, and there's a din macho, there's a din macho. So the Gemara held by the raisa, there's a din macho, because there, be'etzim, there is a chet. Shaygi. But there's a din machor. He won't listen later. He'll become amazed. So that's it. That's his problem. But there's a chi of machor, because I see someone doing an aveda. By the rabbonon, just in the sivis, no one's doing an aveda. There's no chi of machor. There, the whole chi is only lafrushim in achet. Lafrushim in achet. You're not being lafrushim in achet. You're just making a bigger chet. Mashainki by the raisa, there is a chet b'shoigi. There's a chet b'shoigi, some a mele, then there's a din macho. So the Gemara brought a raya that by Taisa Shem Kippum, there's also no chiyuv macho. also, so it could be that the lomdus is fakat an ahead peshoige. If they're giving consideration, mitzad echad ami mekalkel yen, and I'll do it b'meizid. If by being moicha, I'll make him a bigger avarian. But if it's mefulish b'kro, so yen is amazed already. That means it's mefulish b'kro. I mean, it's napshad. You can't say he's a shoygik tak. It's enough of the pussy. So he is amazed. So he's amazed already. Amazed. Mefulish b'kro is a din of amazed already. I mean, this is a double mefulish. Then there's a chiyuv macho. I'll tell him, so memela he'll be worse. It'll be worse, but I can't keep quiet on such a case. There is a chiyuv macho. Could be that is pshat in the Gemara. Let us see now Tosfos. Zimnin dematmish behu maye va'osei lidei shchita. This is on the Gemara before. The Gemara says that the declaring to make a shinui. So the Gemara said that let's cover the kad with a suda. So Gemara says it will get wet. Vimtoima va'oma nifrei suder elave. But the Gemara before just said that we were talking about carrying masois, the Gemara says you covered with a suda. The chashinu lidei shchit b'yeshleima. The lel ma'iri b'chaviz shesh sosum kula. Before we're speaking about a bowel that was completely sealed. Upivtza or lekach, maybe oipivtza, lekach lechashinu l'shchit. So it won't fall in. So the meila, so there you take use a suda. Mashenkin over here. So here is a shash of low day sleep. This is a part of the teretz. The oydish loyma, now here Taisa says Taira. The hochi mairi beschitas mayim. Here the suda will get wet. He was speaking about that the noshim are bringing mayim. The asura mishum libon. So this is also alts libon. Vim kein. So therefore, ki nofal begoy mayo. So if it's going to fall in the water, osili day shchita, so it'll be day shchita, and it'll be a malam. Avol hosa mayri biyayin. The Gemara before was speaking about, just like in the case of the Mishnah, kada yayin. So before we're speaking about yayin, the shchita shaloi asura mishum dosh. So their schit is also osa. If one will squeeze out, a beggar that has wine absorbed in it, so that's an iser of dosh, just like it's equivalent, it's a meyadik echidish atayse, just like if one will squeeze out a grape, there's an iser of dosh, so one will squeeze, even though the grape, the wine is a natural component of the grape. Here it's two fremde Sachen. Afal pikin taisis holds there is an iser of disha. But in Cain, ki nofel legavo, but so therefore gets rents chaylich leibot. What is going to do? Lechashinu leschite. That means mistama this suda that the covering it was not the cleanest suda. He won't squeeze it back into the kad. So memela, so he'll squeeze it out on the ground. So Taisus holds that the Issa of Disha, it's better than a Malachish in Tzricha Legufit. It doesn't have the Tzulus HaMalach in Gansan. It only is the Tzulus HaMalach if you're doing what one does by Schitas HaNovim. You're taka squeezing out to for the Tzer HaMashke. But if you're gonna do it, the Lahilach Leibu, there's no Issa what Lechashim L'Schitam Taisus HaMalach doesn't have the Tzulus HaMalach. And Tzumutah. Now there's a machloikis. Mr. Blue brings down in Bir Aloha, there's a machloikis. I mean, the Ranshita is by Yain, there is a Malam. There's a Posek Nachoichet, it's on, and Bir Cheshyakev, it says, Kibis by Yain Levushoi. So you see, Kibis by Yain Levushoi, and often the Posek. The Taz learns that speaking about Yain Lovon. Yain Lovon is Malab. Yain Odom Tak is maybe stained. Al Kaponim, that's the Shita Saran. So according to the Ran, you have to say Taisus first, that it's that speaking about, not speaking about wine, it's speaking about Peiris or speaking about a Chobis Sosim. But Taisus holds the halacha that all wine, Taisus doesn't differentiate that wine, b'chlal, the whole Isser, there's no Isser malabim by wine, the whole Isser is only als Disha, and since most probably it will be a Disha that's Eilach Libud, so there's no Isser, that doesn't fall into the category of Disha. Hey metapchen, perish akuntres, mishum shir, oy mishum able, b'loy nehirit. The type of we're not speaking about a tipuach of Abel. That's osr and yom tov on zeres. Afilu b'chalam moed kadi isa beperek veilu megalchem. The kami mefosh later the Gemara says the isa reshami yisakim klishir. So why do you have to say if it's a tipuach l'shem Abel? So why do you have to say zeres? Nani metapchim ve'menagdin perish rashim yisakim klishir. So Taisus says a mirror the kazach, which the Ramah brings down lahaloch and shulchanoch mila di don shari, that by us it doesn't apply the davke be meyim shari be kiyim lases klishir shaych lemigza, avol di don in ono be kiyim lases klishir bloy shaych lemigza. This is a shittus Taisus. The Ramah brings it down. The Ramah brings down two atayim as what if she shaygigim. And also the Shitas HaTaisviz, the Amshe Shleimer wants to be Mekel like Taisviz. And Mutav Shiyashoygigim is not a not from the Breitz to Heterim, Mutav Shiyashoygigim. But the Amshe Shleimer wants to be Mekel by Simchas Chosim Bekala, he can be Seimach on Taisviz. It's the Mitzviz, one is permitted to be Metapeach, Merakit. But then the Shatzim brings that they are Machmirim, but this is Shitas HaTaisus. If I'm not mistaken, there was a Mulim de Kamaisim, there's a Chubas HaRamor, that the Ramor once made a Chasne, there was a Psamir de Kamaisim with the Ramor. There was a Psamaisim with a Kala, and there was Erev Shabbos the Chasne, and if the Chasne would not have been done Erev Shabbos, so be the Shane, it's the whole thing. And Lamaisa, they made the Chasna ready. It was in Lamaisa and Shabbos that were playing music. That's Lamaisa that had happened. And one of the Ramah was, one of the Teirim was, besides taking the consideration of the Bezoin of the Kala, he took into consideration one of the Teirim were the Shitas HaTaisvis and Al Kaponim is Maneno, the Displayer does not apply. Zok to Gemara weiter. No, so Tatoisvis weiter. Tatoisvis Yema Kippurim. Die Reise, Beochli, Vishosu, Ad Chashecha. Mashme, die Yesh Shir, Tatoisvis Yema Kippurim. It seems there is such a Shir. Mit der Hutzrach, mit der Hitzrach, la Hafsik, mit Beoidjoi. Da Wade, loi Hoya, Euchlim, Mamish, Ad Chashecha. Shenim, Yechoylam, le Zanzim. The of the Isura Midirais. That means, what did they do? Zicha, they didn't have a stopwatch, that they knew exactly, from the exactly which split second it's Laila. So, Kochoch, they had to be, in order not to be able on Isra Midirais of Achila Biyema Kippurim. So, Kochoch, they were mafresh. So, Vafal Pikin come out, Mutim she iso shoydin vi mezidim. Tais vize loy huvra ashir. Kach yesh yuzo yla hafsik mi ba'oidyoy. So, agabuche, the Yam Shoshloim, the Reish Yosef says, pshat in Tais viz as follows. Reish Yosef says, what is a big problem here? What's with Bein HaShemoshes? Tais viz, what's with Bein HaShemoshes? Tocher Bein HaShemoshes is an Isra D'Oraisa. So he says, Taisvis held, Taisvis learned Chashecha means Bein HaShemoshes. Bein HaShemoshes is a Sofik D'Oraisa, and it's a Sofik D'Oraisa L'Chumre. So Bein HaShemoshes, whenever Bein HaShemoshes starts, that's a Sofik D'Oraisa L'Chumre. Good. So that Yizichet, if you see someone eating Bein HaShemoshes, Yizichet have to tell them. That's no Shaykh. So, in Al Kaponim, they didn't know exactly when Bein HaShemoshes is also. So, a few minutes before Bein HaShemoshes, they also didn't need it ready. I mean, because they didn't know when Bein HaShemoshes is. So, Memele, so when were they over? So, Taisi says, Akochoch, you have to say that there's a sheer mugbo mi boi yoin. That's what the Shir Kibetzis wants to say. The Shir is a half an hour of Taisvitz. Go on, Tosan. But there's a Shir Meboidim, is a certain Shir that means before all the Sveikis. That means that if when Bein HaShemoshes is, and when the person doesn't know if it is a Bein HaShemoshes, it's not a Svek Sveike, it's a Shem Echot. So all those things, that's Bein HaShemoshes. That's Shem Kippur. That you have to go and tell them. So Al Kochach was speaking about before. So Mestome, there's a Shir Kavua in that they weren't doing. Memele, there's a din of a din you have to be mechiyach. So the not the Gemara says there's a din of mutav sheyishoygigim vayu mezidim. This very interesting that the Shita Mekabetzes es sakasha. The Mishnah says in Shabbos sofik chasheicha sofik eini chasheicha, which is bein hashmoshes ein medlikin asaner. So vaystois, that's sofik chasheicha sofik eini chasheicha, that's bein hashmoshes. So Bein HaShemoshes is a Madlikin Asaner. So before Bein HaVaistos, before that, is Madlikin Asaner. So yes, he's allowed to do that. It's where's the Din Taisvis? We get profound the Din Taisvis. He wants to say, Moim de Kechidush, he wants to say that a Madlikin Asaner, he wants to say, Fil al Yidei Akum, and this Man Taisvis, one is permitted to be Madlik al Yidei Akum.